The rise and fall of the Star of Bengal is a story with truth, lies, legends, and a mystery sitting at the bottom of the sea. I'm your host, Ronan Rooney. You're listening to The Rise and Fall of the Star of Bengal.
In late September of 1908, the iron-hulled Star of Bengal, battered by a storm, smashed against the rocks of Coronation Island in southeast Alaska. The ship broke apart, killing 111 of the 138 people on board, most of them Chinese, Filipino, and Japanese cannery workers.
It's so viscerally real to me.
Ronan Rooney, podcast host and amateur historian.
Those of us who live in southeast Alaska, we know that coastline, you know. We've all seen miles and miles of it just going around. And to imagine a ship of that size wrecking against the coastline is just extraordinary.
The ship's captain survived the wreck and publicly blamed the captains of the two tugboats that had been towing the Star of Bengal. After months of federal investigation, nobody was ever held responsible. The story struck a chord with Rooney, who grew up in Wrangell.
I know exactly what it feels like to jump off the dock. I know what that water feels like. I know what it feels like in summer and fall. It's cold, and it just, your lungs hurt immediately, and you have to force yourself to move, and salt water gets in your nose and in your mouth, and you don't want too much of that. And so to imagine a shipwreck where men are going into the sea and it's the ship's coming apart underneath them was really difficult.
Rooney started his podcast, Wrangell History Unlocked, early in the pandemic, as he found himself with a lot more time at home. He's looked into all sorts of local history, including a five-part series on the wreck of the Star of Bengal.
And I intended for it to be kind of about an hour when I set out. I thought, all right, well, we'll just cover this topic. And once I knew there was a scandal, then I was like, okay, I've got a story here. I wanted for people to hear a story about the Star of Bengal that was maybe something they hadn't heard before. And so I really went into, let's get into the different narratives and let's pick apart who I think is embellishing or outright lying. Because that's what I really like. I love stories about conflict. I like stories about people making accusations and hubris and the sort of vanity of power. And I think Star of Bengal has that as well.
Rooney says previous researchers and historians had already thoroughly analyzed how the Star of Bengal was battered by the storm and some of the federal investigation into the deadly wreck. He wanted to do something different.
I kind of feel like I brought for the very first time, here is a reason why we should all take sides in this debate, and we should say the captain and the survivors are totally wrong, and that the steamship captains were in the right the entire time. It's me making a case for why I think the captain of the Bengal and the survivors lied under oath about the chance of rescue, which was absolutely impossible. The morning that they sat at anchor, there was no way they could be rescued. They tried to destroy the steamship captains, who themselves were victims of the same storm, and did what they could under awful circumstances.
Although Rooney's podcast on the wreck contributes new perspectives to the event's history, it's not a complete record. The story is skewed to the captain and ship's crew, who were mostly white. There's very little out there about the cannery workers, most of whom died in the wreck.
What the story is severely lacking is the voices of the Chinese, Japanese, and cannery survivors. We don't have their words to go by. So there's always going to be a cloud of mystery that may never go away.
Rooney isn't a professional historian. He was born and raised in Wrangell and graduated from the local high school in 2003. He now lives down south with his family, but the early pandemic brought him back to looking at Wrangell's history. The podcast is a sort of audio theater with narration from Rooney, sound effects, and friends and family playing parts.
I had my friends who did voices for the piece. I get people on the phone and have them record little lines here or there, and my mother is in this piece, playing piano as well as talking to Bill Taylor. My wife is playing piano and does the voice of Joan. This is a family operation. This is truly a mom and pop little history shop.
The Joan that Rooney mentions is Joan Lowell, the daughter of the Star of Bengal's captain. She was a silent film actress and published a book about the wreck of the Star of Bengal. Rooney's wife played Joan in the final episode of Rooney's series On the Wreck.
My daughter and my son will always have this 50-minute block where their dad tells a story about an old Hollywood silent film actress, and their mom does the voice. And it's campy, it's weird, and it's just a treasure to me. I listen to it from time to time just because hearing it makes me laugh.
But the rise and fall of the Star of Bengal is worth much more than its entertainment value.
My name is Katie Ringsmith. I'm the Alaska State historian.
Ringsmith's office in Anchorage has been gathering information to potentially place the Star of Bengal shipwreck on the National Historic Place Register. It's part of a broader push in recent years to investigate and recognize the importance of the wreck. She stumbled on the podcast while searching online.
And was just really, really impressed with the amount of work Ronan put into it. You know, here's a person, you know, not a PhD historian or a professor or, you know, a person who just really loves local history and had a skill set that allowed him to share that interest with this larger community. And I thought that was really, really important.
Ringsmith says Rooney's podcast series on the shipwreck is compelling for a number of reasons. It's an important story about an underrepresented community, as well as an important story in Alaska maritime and cannery history.
And I thought that it was probably the best account of that event that I've ever read or experienced.
So she decided to nominate the series for an American Association for State and Local History Award.
It's, you know, not just something that is cool and, you know, connects people, but also offers an important contribution to the scholarship and our greater understanding of the historic record, which this project absolutely did.
And the award committee thought so too. Wrangell History Unlocked, The Rise and Fall of the Star of Bengal, won an award of excellence. For Rooney, the recognition has him on cloud nine.
Oh, I felt good. I felt like I wanted to ride the fire truck through town. I just felt like this is just exactly what I need to help raise the profile of this story. It felt like a validation of this thing that I do as a hobby, as a passion project. It paid off. I mean, I've just been beaming for days now. It's just a huge honor.
But he's not resting on his laurels. Rooney is bursting with ideas for future series and episodes.
Did you know that the very first woman to become mayor in Alaska was from Wrangell? It was 1946, and her name was Doris Barn. In 1874, the Cassiar Gold Rush kicks off, and a politically corrupt ring from Portland sends a man
is
up. An episode about the founding of the Wrangell Institute, who starts the very first gold rush in Alaska, married to Shakes' daughter. He's an interesting figure. That's the great thing about history, is that it's always just there. You can always go tap into it. You can always go find the power in it. That is a long time ago doesn't hurt it. In fact, that can make it more meaningful.
Rooney's podcast will be formally presented with the award at the American Association for State and Local History Awards Conference in Boise, Idaho in September. Another Alaska history project focused on the former Diamond NN Cannery in Bristol Bay will also be honored with an award. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.